Tracy Quimarino.
Hi, is Matt there?
He is. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
Okay, let me see if he's around. Hold on just a second.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, sorry, I can't seem to find him. He must be out at the moment. Can I take a message for him?
Yeah, is there maybe like an office manager or control of the company I could speak with?
I can help you with that.
Oh, okay. And what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Yeah, my name's Danny. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff, and I was trying to follow up on some finance offers we sent out to the business about two and a half weeks ago, and it looks like the offer is based on some financing you guys did with U.S. Bancorp back in 2010. Are you familiar with that, or is that more?
What was the bank again?
U.S. Bancorp.
U.S. Bank. Yeah. That
okay.
Sounds familiar.
All right. Yeah. So I mean, basically, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like about $250K. So I just want to circle back with you guys and see what you got in the pipeline. Where you guys might need some financing.
We very well could. I don't recall seeing any information on it, though. Could you resend it out?
Yeah, I mean, we sent out the mail. It's 3502 Mars Way, Suite 121. Is that correct?
It's correct. It's just that some
okay.
people
yeah.
get the mail and they decide that things are not.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Not, so
it gets mixed up.
Before
yeah.
I actually get to it, they've already decided and it's gone. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you said you guys might have something coming up. What are you guys looking at?
We're looking at possibly moving locations, so that
okay.
might be helpful to have some working capital for that.
Yeah, and I mean, how much you guys looking, or would you guys need for that?
Honestly, I don't know at this point.
Or just something you guys are gonna playing like around with, or
yeah, we've just been talking about it recently, so there's
not
really anything in the works yet. So
that's cool. So you guys, it sounds like I mean, you guys are growing. That's great. What is this like?
Not
a
really
business?
Growing. It's just our location is just not the best right now for what we're doing. So
oh, really? And,
yeah.
And what is it? You guys do equipment rentals, right? Or
equipment rental and repairs.
Oh, and repairs. Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys just trying to get a different location.
Something with a shop and an office versus just everything all in one space.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Not necessarily bigger, but just different.
Just different.
That makes sense.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, a little change.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So you guys literally just started talking about this the other day.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks.
Okay. All right, and so have you guys like kind of been, you know, looking for other offices, or you have
We've
any
been
like?
Looking. Nothing's been popping up yet, so.
Nothing's been popping up yet.
We don't
okay.
have anything secured or anything.
Yeah, nothing secured. Okay, well, yeah, with our you know working capital programs, we're able to free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue as unsecured cash. I guess you know to give you a better example, what were sales like last year for you guys?
I'm sorry?
Like, to give you guys a better example of, like, how our program kind of works, what were sales like for you guys last year? Like, a ballpark?
Our revenue?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know, really. Right off the top of my head.
Okay, not, like, a ballpark. Well, let's say they're around, like, $1 million. We'd be able to get you, you know, around $100,000, $150,000 is on, you know, unsecured cash, and you guys would, you know, be able to use that as how you see fit for the business. I mean, is there like a number you guys are really looking for, or are you kind of just?
I honestly don't really know. I'm thinking probably, you know, 20 to 30 would be about what we'd look for right now.
Okay, great.
To help us get the move going.
Yeah, to help you guys get the move going. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. And have, I mean, like, what is this, as far as the business goes, is it going to make you guys more money, or is it strictly just, you know, change? Is this going to...
Hopefully it will, because it would make everything run smoother, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We have space to go do what we needed to do.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd be able to, you know, you guys would be more efficient and have the space that you need.
Right.
Okay, great. And, like, I mean, how would you guys, you know, rate your credit? Like, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle? Okay, not a problem. We have, you know, programs that work with credit tiers A to D. You know, the important thing is these loans are, they're primarily sales-based. So if you have a good sales, we assume you can cash flow the note. And, I mean, have you kind of talked to you guys' bank or looked elsewhere for funding?
Not yet, no. We haven't even gotten that far.
Oh, okay. Okay, and yeah, so I mean, basically with us, you know, it's our working capital program. Sounds like, you know, it'd be a good fit, and it's a really simple process to see exactly, you know, what we could do for you. It'd be a one-page, you know, application, and then it would be 6 months business bank statements. They just evaluate the cash flow of the business, so they don't give you anything that would be a burden, obviously, and then
right.
It would just. Yeah, it'd be your most recent tax return, the first two pages. 2014 is fine if you don't have 2015 yet. And then do your customers pay with credit cards?
Some do, yeah.
Some do? Okay. Yeah, so if, in that case, we need like 4 months of your credit card processing statements or the merchant statements. And then upon receiving everything, we can get you an answer, you know, within 24 hours and exactly what we could do for you and what you qualify for.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we can get you guys, you know, funded in 48 if needed.
Could you do, hold on 1 second. A little cleaning up of like the desk area and stuff. That'd be great. Thanks. Yeah, if you could just send the information out again, I can look for it.
Okay. Yeah, what's a good email for you? I could
shoot over. J Couch.
Okay.
At TracyEquipmentRental.com.
Tracy Equipment Rental.com.
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and, you know, put together an email. Just a list of, you know, some documents we'll need to submit along with the app. And, yeah, when would be a good time, you know, to follow up with you?
Tuesday. Maybe like the end of the week.
Around the end of the week, all right. So like Thursday, Friday. Is there like a time that would be better for you when you're not as busy?
It just it varies actually, so.
It varies, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and yeah, I have one of our, you know, our good underwriters. He's actually leaving. I think it's around 11 on Friday, and yeah, if you guys, you know, want to get an answer and see what you qualify for, I suggest we go through him. So is there any way you could possibly get this on Thursday, and we can get the process going for you?
I can look at it, yeah.
Okay.
You can call on Thursday and find out where we are on that.
Okay. All right, sounds good. What time on Thursday sounds good for you?
Maybe around 10.
Okay, around 10? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jen, yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll circle back around 10 on Thursday, and I'll shoot over that email in about 15 minutes.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.